Okay, so we're picking up with Hilchos Pesach. We're going to discuss today the first Kaddish. So we're going to start going through the Seder of how much time we have left to do. Hopefully we'll try to get through the whole Seder, but just a few ha'aras on each point. So we're starting with Kaddish, so mitzvah of Kiddush. So the first thing is that there's an hiddur to go after davka red wine. The Pasuk in Mishlei says, Al tera yayin ki yis adim. And from there, the post can point out that it's in mashma in that Pasuk in Mishlei, that there is a chashivas to red wine as opposed to white wine. However, there's a second reason given, and that is that it's a remembrance of the blood that Paro used to try to shecht with the Jewish children, and Zecher the Makas Dam. So therefore we remember the miracle that was done with blood, and we daf going to have red to remember the two. So Rav Neventzel has a very interesting nafkamina between the two reasons, and he says if you take a mostly white wine, 95% white wine, and just pour a little bit of red wine, then the nafkamina would be, with the practical difference would be according to the two reasons. According to the second reason, that it's now it's red, so you'll definitely have the zecher. However, if there's an idea that red wine is fundamentally better, so then when I added a very 3% of my whole cup is not red wine, it's white wine, so then I've not made it better, and I have not had this kiyum. So he says, therefore, if a person wants to try to have both reasons, the best would be to have red wine. If a person doesn't have the red wine and wants to try to get at least this one shita, it's important to note that the poskim are choshish for tzvia, of coloring. The isser of coloring is both on Shabbos and on Yontif for other purposes. So if you poured white wine and then pour red wine at the end, you dafka wanted it to be red, so you wanted it to color it. So for the fact that you were coloring it, the poskim are machmir to try lechadchila, at least to not do that. So what should you do? You pour a little bit of white wine, red wine first, the little amount of the red wine that you want, and then the rest you can pour white wine, and you'd be yotze with that. And even if the rest is 95%, you're going to be pouring white wine, so at least to get that one shita. Okay, so that is the first din I wanted to discuss when it comes to the Kaddish. The second din is, what about grape juice? So grape juice in general throughout the year is a whole shayla. I'm not getting into all the pratim of why grape juice is a shayla, but at the end of the day, grape juice is a shayla because it's cooked and it's not something that could ever become alcohol. So the shayla is, during the year, most poskim, almost everyone, Rav Shechter Shlita is choshesh, even for grape juice during the year, not to make Kiddush even on Friday night. However, most assume that it is okay to have grape juice during the year. However, on Seder night, Rav Neventzel points two other problems with having grape juice. The first is that many assume that there's a kiyum of the fact that you're having basar v'yayin. You're going to have basar v'yayin on Yontiv and Chol HaMoed. There's a mitzvah every day to have yayin, to have a shtia of revius, both by day and by night, lechatchila, to have a cup of wine, to have a revius of wine, both by day and by night. So they say that the dalakos is from a kaim this. Now many assumed that you dafka need meat, basar v'yayin was dafka in the Gemara. You can't have grape juice for that din. And so you're not mekayim the fact of having yayin on yontiv and chalamoid. You would not be mekayim that din if you're having grape juice. The second thing Rav Neventzel quoted was that there's a Yerushalmi that says explicitly that you need mili de meshaker, something that is going to possibly make you drunk if you drink enough of them. You're going to get drunk if you have enough of it. So that is not going to happen by grape juice. So Rav Neventzel points for those two reasons, if possible, to have grape juice. They quote in the name of Shlomo Zalman that if that is even difficult, so then just have like a lot of grape juice. But if you're still able to taste the wine, at least half wine, then that also counts. It's still considered wine. So they say Shlomo Zalman himself in his older age would do this, is that he would pour a lot of grape juice and then he would also add wine to it, because it would therefore be Mila de Meshaker and still be Mekayim this din of both having Simcha and Yantiv and also the din of having Mila de Meshaker. Question now is, how large, you need to have a Revius, a minimum of a Revius. How large is a Revius? So according to Rav Moshe, it's quoted different shitas, either 3 1/3 fluid ounces or 3.8 fluid ounces. Those are shitas of Rav Moshe. Rav Willig Shlita holds that it's only much less. It's 2.5 ounces is good. And the Chazon Ish held somewhere around 5 ounces. So generally, people are machmir on the Chazon Ish for Shirim Dereisa. So the Dalat Kos is only Din Darabanan, so not necessarily have to be Choshesh for the Chazon Ish. But people generally are Choshesh for the Chazon Ish to have 5 ounces, should have a cup that holds 5 ounces. However, there's another point to mention over here, is that how much of the cup do you need to drink? So normally, we assume on Shabbos, let's say, you only have to have a Revius. However, the Shulchan Aruch quotes that a person should be having Rov Kos. A person should be having at least half the cup, and Lechachilah Shulchan Aruch recommends drinking the entire cup. So if that's, so then you need to be chacham enav barosh, you have to be a little smart over here. If a person is going to have a cup that's 7 ounces, then have rov kos, you're going to drink 4 cups of that. If a person is not able to hold his alcohol well, that's going to lead to big problems. So ideally, just get a cup. If you want to be achar chaznish, you get something right around 5 ounces, 5.2, 5.3, and check your cup beforehand. You don't have to have the big, a lot of people have very nice bechers. Okay, for Shabbos, that's very nice. But for Pesach, maybe have the smaller one so you don't have to worry about it. Because lechachila, we try to recommend that you should have the entire cup, cup for Kiddush, and if not that, you should have a half of that cup, and that Mishnah Berurah recommends, even if the cup is 7-8 ounces. So then, again, you have to be try to be smart over here, and just make sure, again, to have a smaller cup, not have a massive cup. And just one last halacha in regards to Kiddush. So the din of a revius, you have to drink it in Kiddush Tiyas Revius. The amount of time it takes to drink a revius, which is you have to have a majority of the cup in two gulps, which is very quickly. So a person shouldn't be sipping on it slowly. You should be drinking it bevas achas, one shot, to have the two shots right away, back and forth, to have them together. And so that make sure that you have them in the right amount of time. And again, obviously, women are chayav nedalat kosos, and a woman who's pregnant, obviously, is going to rely on grape juice, because it's a hasakana. And a person, again, is a choli. Again, you have a lot to rely on, ask your Rav, but you should be having the grape juice also in that situation. Okay, Arkan for today.